Hello everyone, my name is Max Fudge and I am the host of Max Talks. Today, we'll be interviewing my grandma that's on my mom's side of the family. Alright, hello?
I'm here, darling.
How are you doing today? Did you have a good day?
My mom had a wonderful day. It was not hot and not cold, just my type of day. Weather was midday today, weather-wise.
Yes, ma'am. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood?
My mom was one of six children in a very small town in the deep south of Louisiana. I had a happy childhood. I have twin sisters 2 years younger than I am, and two brothers older, and a sister older. So we had a full house with loving parents.
Yes, ma'am. What's the worst trouble you've ever gotten into as a kid?
Let's see. Me mom can remember one thing that was real trouble. We took the vehicle that my mother drove, a Ford station wagon, without permission, and we ran the car in the ditch. So then we were found out, and my daddy was very upset because he had to come and pull us out of the ditch. I had two friends with me and no driver's license.
What were the consequences of that action back then?
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. I was grounded for a whole month, all the way through the Christmas holiday. No friends could come to visit, nor could I go to any friend's house.
Yeah.
Which was our main social life, was visiting with each other in my friend's home as well as in my home.
Well, were there any family traditions that you brought down into your own family?
Many traditions, especially, let's see if I can remember. Oh, Vacation Bible School. Every summer, we went to Vacation Bible School. My mom and her brothers and sisters went to Vacation Bible School, and I took my grandchildren to Vacation Bible School in our small town. It's like a social week with children of the same age, and we learned about Jesus and all of the wonderful Bible stories.
Can you remember any major events that you were around for?
I was around for the assassination of John Kennedy. That's a major event. I was around for the 9/11.
Do you have any certain reactions or changes that happened in your life after this event?
After John Kennedy, I was in college at the time. After John Kennedy, I became aware of the inner workings of the political system and the government as far as the government on a federal level was concerned.
What's one piece of advice that you would give the youth?
Never give up. That's Mima's advice for anyone. Never give up. Never admit defeat. Just keep chipping away at your goals, keep chipping away at your dreams, and stay focused.
Yes, ma'am. Throughout your life, Mima, you've seemed to become pretty successful in raising a family and staying financially stable. So, do you live by any codes? And if so, what?
What do you mean by codes?
Like, any morals that you have in place.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When you make an original commitment to marriage and everything that marriage entails. That is an original commitment. Mimon does not believe in divorce. I do not believe in abortion. I do not believe in corporal punishment. Those are things that Mimon does not believe in.
Sure. What was it like living back then? Did time move slower?
Time definitely moved slower, okay? We had one telephone in the house with a long cord attached to it, okay? And everyone used the same telephone as well as 10 other people on the party line. So this cell phone that I'm speaking to you on would have been a very fast-moving thing rather than a telephone line with 10 people on the same line trying to communicate with each other. The other change would have definitely been the computers, okay? You have knowledge available at the drop of your finger on that inner switch on a computer. We had nothing like that. We had a chalkboard and a piece of chalk at school and a book, a wonderful book.
Yes, ma'am. Now that you've lived a decent part of your life, if you could go back in time, is there anything that you would do differently?
No, no. Mima's life is completed day by day. I would not do anything differently in my life.
So,
I have no regrets.
What's your secret to maintaining happiness?
You have to be happy within yourself. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else or before you can be happy in this big, evil world.
So, what were some big sacrifices you made raising kids as a single mother?
My children's father died. I have three children. The oldest one was 15. The next one was 11, and the next one was 5 years old. And the sacrifice I made the most was the 24-hour, 7-day total responsibility for the protection of my children, to protect them against evil of the world and to guide them into finding their place in this world as an adult.
Yes, ma'am. And the last question I have for you tonight, Mima, is do you think you spent your time wisely?
Yes, yes. Every day, even now, by myself at 79 years old, I spend my time wisely because I have learned and have benefited from 79 years old in that I live in the moment, okay? Whatever is going on in my world in this moment is my life.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm not going to hold you up too much longer, but I appreciate you for helping me with my speech assignment.
You're welcome, Maxwell Crutch. I love my Maxwell very, very much.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I know that his future is bright and his love is beyond wealth.
Later, guys. I'll see you on the next one.